brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 with ultra-fast charging, your journey at its most evolved. Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday. We are here. We have revived from the dead. We had a late night last night.
Late night. And a long day for the gals. Because normally after we travel, you know, I like to cancel the rest of the day. Of course, like you got to get your work done. You need to like do whatever. But you want to take care of yourself. But instead, the gals decided to both return from trips and then go to an event that began at 11 p.m.
Yes. So. It was so funny. We got to go to a Met Gala after party for Laquan Smith. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. We were on our way there and we're like, we'll stay. You know, we're not going to leave at 3. Like, it's until 3? No, we'll leave, you know, way before that. Of course.
That's ridiculous. We're like, On a Monday. Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Absolutely not. But it's always those nights where you're like,
They sneak up on you.
We ran into our agent who we didn't know was going to be there. He's literally from LA. It was so much fun. I literally could have kept going. And you guys all humbled me in my DMs saying, it's not because you're crazy. It's because you were on Pacific time. And I was like, you're right, guys.
I knew it because Danielle was pushing me to stay. Like, you were like, no, I want to stay. And at one point I looked around at the crowd and I was like, It's time to go. Like, you know,
Brooke's
when
like,
it's
we're going,
like when it's like the picked over crowd, like you could tell like the masses have left.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a cleared up room.
And like, you know, everyone's about to get the boot. Like, you could just tell like that impending like the 15 minutes before something's over.
I know.
But you were having a blast. No, I was here for it. I was having a lot of fun, too. But yeah. I was just like,
You were on East Coast time.
And it was late. And yeah. I had traveled back that morning. And I was like, all right, I think I'm tired now.
Yeah. So it was so funny. We just met a subscriber. And she was like, I'm shocked to see you guys here now. And we were like, wow, well, here we are. Standing
troll.
The gals
keep going.
Yeah. So shout out Rachel.
Very, very sweet.
Cool gal.
That was just last night. But let's rewind to the past weeks that we had, because it's been a whole week since we podcasted, obviously, as is it always.
A whole week,
but so much has happened in this week. I feel like this was like one of those weeks that was like, it feels like a month.
Like, yeah, I'm also just realizing if you guys are watching on video, literally our couch for this office is just breaking more and more.
Yes.
And I'm like, we're seesawing right now.
It is. Unfortunately, it is breaking. We decided to go with a more cost effective option. And I see why it's cost effective.
Because I'm literally like slanting this way. But that's okay. You know, we do what we can with what we have.
Of course. We're working with what we have.
Yeah, that's life. You know, we just work with what we have. We like forget things. We're like, we'll use this instead. Like, we have got it down. So yeah, we've been traveling. The gals have been out and about. The gals have been on the go.
Truly on the go. I need you to start with like your weekend recap and everything.
Of course. I still have a little dust in my throat from the
desert.
I'm
concerned about that for you. I know. But we'll get into that later.
Yeah. So yeah, I went to Stagecoach this weekend. It was so, so much fun. It was my first time. A lot of people that I talked to didn't realize that Stagecoach is at the Coachella field. It's got the Ferris wheel. They have everything. It's run by the same company, but it's all country music. It was really, really fun. I was really excited to go. Brooke, you were really, really missed.
Thank you. I'm honored to be missed. it did seem like you guys had a great time. The group
was a great group.
It was a great dynamic. Yes. I just knew myself and I knew someone else would appreciate the country music more. There's no tea. I don't think anybody's speculating that there is. I feel like it's a pretty open thing. Like, I'm not crazy into country.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah. Even Kit responded to one of my stories throughout the weekend and was like, I literally hate country music and I have FOMO.
Yeah, I don't hate. I'm not going to be like outwardly like,
no, yeah,
hate,
you,
hate.
You can appreciate.
I just am like, probably not going to go to it, like, yeah, at least a festival for it. I mean, who knows? Maybe next year I'll get looped into it. But I feel like it's similar to like if I brought, I mean, you like EDM, so you'd be fine. But if I brought like someone who openly doesn't really like EDM to an EDM festival, they might be like, I can't.
No, and you don't want to be that one person that's like, guys, like, I'm done. Like,
exactly. I didn't want to bring down the group dynamic.
No, I have to give so many props to Margo Lee, who told me she's a big podcast listener. Like, I think she listens every week.
Margo Lee.
Because she was like referencing things. She's like, oh, I know that from your podcast. So shout out Margo.
I love you, Margo Lee.
She came, knew probably, she knew like a lot of the Carrie Underwood songs. She was one of the headliners, but like really didn't know a lot and just vibed. Like she was so good at like, everyone is like singing every single lyric and she's just over there like dancing. Like
she's so good at
having
that.
So much fun though. Every night she'd be like, guys, I'm having so much fun. I'm like, that's amazing. I mean, I'm so happy that you're here. So yeah, the headliners were Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Combs, obviously. I'd seen Luke Combs at Madison Square Garden and he was amazing. Carrie Underwood, oh, you would have actually really liked that performance.
She like ventures more to like pop, I feel like. It's like pretty country, but yeah.
Mainstream. Yeah, she's just like, forgot like how much of a queen she truly is. Four outfit changes. They were all so good. Her legs, suddenly I want her workout routine, like actually.
She's like known for her legs, I think.
It's like
Carrie Underwood, like iconic legs.
Yes,
yeah.
the legs. And she was wearing shorts for every single, I mean, I would too if I would.
Yeah.
Had her legs. Absolutely amazing. So much fun. I just think Stagecoach in general is very underrated and I kind of wanted to stay like that. Mm-hmm. So much fun. We saw some of our other influencer friends there, but it was very like, I heard Coachella this year was literally like a networking event. And that's just really stressful because when we went together, like we had so much fun. We were actually listening and dancing to the music. And I mean, I got to see it for myself. So we'll have to go next year. But I'm like,
I'll be the judge of that.
Cause I think it just depends on what you want to do and what your group is doing. Yeah. But for Stagecoach, we literally like just vibe out every night. A lot of beer drinking, you know, it was really fun. I do have a couple little funny things that I wrote down that I did want to share.
Oh, you wrote them down. I love a prepared queen.
We do love a prepared queen. So one of the gals that we went on the trip was Dom Roberts. She's hilarious. I've seen little bits of her TikToks and stuff. I knew she had humor and seen her in Kenzie's vlogs, but like she is funny.
Did you guys never hang out before this?
Never had met her in person.
What?
We met once in person in LA.
Okay, briefly though. Okay, because I hung out with her when they visited New York last year a little bit. So I did get to experience some Dom humor.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like, she's
yeah.
like so hilarious. So we all wore cowboy boots the whole weekend, obviously. Like I was the only one that wore a hat every day. I was really, actually maybe Margot Asher ended up doing that. I don't remember. But anyways, it's like a cowboy hat and cowboy boots,
yes.
Like just for miles. You love it. Love to see it. But anyways, cowboy boots are comfortable to a point. You know, like it's just when you're standing, your heels just start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, we're like all standing there and Dom just goes, oh, my dogs are barking. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, oh my God, go dogs or something. And she's like, no, like my feet hurt. And I actually died laughing. And so it just became this whole thing. That's all weekend
funny.
Like, guys, my dogs are howling actually right now. Like our feet were just hurting so bad. Like by the time it got to like the headliner, I just love that saying. And I know it's not a new saying.
That's
but,
very funny.
Oh that, my God.
I've definitely heard it before, but I haven't like used it.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then one night I Friday and Sunday I had Fireball and but I also had Fireball and then beer and then like a wine. I just had like
You mixed.
Bad Danny. And that night, I literally, like, locked myself in my room, and I had to throw up so bad, and I put on spa music, and I was just, like, having my
Did
moment.
You tell people that you were throwing up?
I just thought they could hear, because I'm very loud when I throw up.
Yeah. Okay.
And I come out, and I was like, ugh. And they're like, what? And I was like, I just threw up, and they were like, what? I had no idea. I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I just yacked out my soul, but that's fine. There was this one room that I think you would have actually really liked. It was called the Honky Tonk Room, and it was one of the rooms where usually there's an EDM DJ. It's the same, like, stages. Like as Coachella, so it was one of the tents.
A tent, okay.
And it was called the Honky Tonk, and we went there with like Alicia, TK, and them, and it was so fun. It's like a DJ, and they would like remix country and EDM together.
Oh, I like that.
A little honky tonk moment.
I like that.
So much fun. I always talk about how I fall asleep when I read, and like no one ever believes me. Margo Lee and I were roommates. We'd read before we went to bed every night. Not every night, but two of the nights.
Jesus, how drunk did you actually get then?
This was on Saturday night when the night that I didn't really drink on Saturday.
So I was
going
to say, if you're not.
Yeah, no.
Not that it's a good thing, but like when I'm like spinning, like I can't read. And I like to read before bed too, but like.
Yeah,
you know,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Sorry. I should have clarified.
No.
It was on Thursday night when we got there and Saturday night.
It still was impressive on a group trip.
Yeah, yeah. It just like settled us down. We both would drink our sleepy time tea and then read. But I was literally reading and I like wake up to her giggling and she's taking a photo of me because I literally fell asleep.
Oh
reading.
My gosh, that's so funny.
Proof is in the pudding, but I did finally finish Evelyn Hugo.
Such a great book.
And I am so excited to see the movie now.
Yeah.
I finished it.
Is it a movie or a series?
Or a show. I don't know. We were debating about this on the trip. I said show and then everyone said movie. But now you're saying show too.
I haven't really done my research on it to
me
be
neither.
Clear. But great book. Taylor Jenkins Reid. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good. Oh, one thing I realized about myself, and I don't really know your stance on this because you go to a lot of EDM stuff, so there's a lot of this. I do not like pushing through crowds. Mm-hmm. I actually hate it so much, and I want to be in the front, but it makes me so anxious to have to, you know, like when you have like a line of people. What's your stance on that?
I don't like to either, but I will suffer to get the spot, and then I will be locked there. But my thing is, though, I don't. I typically I don't have to go to the bathroom, or like I'm okay to like be there and like be there for the show. So right. like if I can tell myself, like my narrative is like, I'm just going to do this once. I don't have to keep disrupting people, but I understand it's not my favorite thing to do, but like if you have to do it once, I think it's okay. But if you know yourself and you're like, you know, it might be too much for me in there, or like, and you know, like then I position yourself correctly.
Right. No, for sure. I definitely would like literally peed my heart out before the headliners because I knew there was no chance I'd be finding my friends again. More so the, I don't mind like being in a crowd more so. I hate
pushing.
Yes. And people are like, oh, watch where you're going. Like,
but you said it was chill vibes there. Were they okay?
Oh, but not for the headliners.
Oh, not for the, it, not well, for the headliners.
It's chill vibes until you're like waiting for Luke Combs to come on. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then, so Diplo did this like special late night thing on Sunday night. And so we got there and I, granted, like, let's say, like, would you be the one to lead the pack? Like, I'm like, no.
No, I don't like to. I would
You'll follow.
Yeah, like, I would like to. But I would ideally want to be, like, number two or three in line. Like, I don't want to be at the back because then you
could get lost.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me. So we're like, Taylor, TK was leading, and there's like actually seven of us, and she's going. I'm like, Taylor, I'm like, how far are we going? Like, how far? And she's like, Alicia's all the way at the front. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was literally a sea of people. And it was the end of the night. I knew we weren't staying that long.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, there was like four of us, and then this one girl was literally, I wish you nothing but the worst. Like, she was so mean. She literally goes, no, I am cutting this off here, and then holds her ground, and she literally wouldn't move. And I was like, my friends, I'm gonna lose them. Like, I'm about to like cry.
Was it
like,
just you?
It was me and Margot Lee, and then Courtney, average fashion blogger. I met her this weekend.
I am so jealous.
She was really, really sweet.
You know, she's the one who does 25th.
No.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how old are you? Like, I'm 25. Like, that's her audio. She is so funny.
She's very sweet. Very funny in person too.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous. I was very envious of that. I was so envious. My friend Fibula.
I went up to Fibula and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if you know me. He was like, oh yeah, you're friends with Brooke. And I was like,
I'm sorry. I'll just toss my
toss. He was a sweetie too. But anyways, so this girl literally will not move her body. I was like, that is so mean of you. Like, I understand she was frustrated, but like, if that was her, she would not, like, I would not have found them. And so I was too scared. Margot Lee, I've never seen her be more aggressive. She goes, we are going to lose our friends. Like, snaps her, like, not actually hits her.
Karate chops her.
She's like, we're going. Come on, Danny. Grabs me and like pulls me around. I'm like, ah.
You have to be aggressive in those situations. I we're just generally not aggressive people. We had this problem last night too. Like, And we're not ones to be like pushing and not even pushing and shoving, but like trying to finesse. Like, we're not like that. Yeah.
Even at bars, our friends will be like, get us to the front, like get us in. And it's scary. Like, sometimes I'll try, but like, it's just,
I don't like to break the rules.
Yes. No, like literally last night, because there was like a capacity issue and they're like, stand against the wall. And so me and Brooke, no one else stood against the wall.
Or when they said, they were like, the security guy is like, I'm starting the line here. And Danielle and I run to the line. We're the first two in the line. A few people behind us. No one else moved.
And then everyone behind us just goes away and like, and then, goes in front of us.
And then someone else asked the security guy, like, what happened to the line? He was like, I tried or something. Like, we're like,
so what's the point of rules? Like, what is this
that
world?
It's a lawless place.
It is a lawless place. I was just very.
Yeah, that was crazy. So I understand. I mean, first world problems, obviously, like being in a crowded music festival, but.
Oh, absolutely. But like, I feel like that just goes like in bars, in literally sidewalks, yes, like subways, like actually everything. I just think people can be a little nicer, but I understand you're in a rush and or you want to stay in your spot.
I've definitely been, I'm not going to say I would never cut someone off from their friends. But like,
that was me. She literally was like, I'm not moving.
No, I've never done that, but I definitely give a little look.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if someone comes to me, I'll be like, watch where you're going.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure we're clear. But I'm not just like, you may pass. Like, I'll definitely give a little dirty
look.
Yeah,
you're like, watch. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never, no fights or cause, no drama. No. Usually no words. Just like a side eye, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think there's a difference. Like, if people are trying to get through and holding their friends' hands, like, don't split them up. Mm-hmm. But if you're just like, okay, those people are just being more aggressive. They want to go closer to the front. Like, clearly you're not trying hard enough. Mm-hmm. I can respect that.
I'm 25 now, so I guess we can say I have adult acne, right? Like, I'm an adult and I have acne, okay? And I am working through it with Curology. So Curology is personalized guidance and proven ingredients, basically skincare that's picked for you by experts. I originally heard about it on other podcasts and on YouTube videos and stuff. And honestly, I heard from my friends that it was great. And I was like, all right, I got to get on this and try it, because Curology is game-changing custom skincare made for you by a dermatology provider. So they'll create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. So you'll start by taking a short online skin quiz and uploading the photos. And if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle. So like I said, mine is targeting adult acne. And I just am already feeling more confident and seeing some differences in my skin, which is really, really cool. And I just love how everything is custom made for you. Like, we shouldn't all be using the same skincare. Obviously, we're all very different people. So get started with Curology just like I did, with a free 30-day trial at curology.com/galsonthego. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That's curology.com/galsonthego to start your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation.
I just had to get off my chest. It was weighing on me. And then
thank
one
you
last...
for sharing your truth.
Thank you. Yes. One last thing. I already told you this story, but the show 90210, this guy that plays Teddy, you guys, his name is Trevor Donovan in real life. I didn't know that, and I haven't like thought of him in years, but we're standing and like that we had artist passes. It's whatever. It was really cool.
I know you didn't even really mention that in the stories. Like,
I guess, well,
is it in the vlog? Is it a pillar of the vlog?
I didn't really want to be annoying. It's like one up from VIP. So you're like,
can you buy them?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you have to like get them from your agents or managers and stuff like that. So no, it was really, really cool to be there. But like, so many people were there. I'm like, who? Like, how is everyone? I was like, I know how I'm here, but like, how is everyone else? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you have questions. Yeah.
I didn't even get, like, my friend got us the ticket. Our friend got us the tickets. Anyway, so this guy standing next to us, and he kept looking at us, like talking to us, like being friendly. And I was like, that guy looks like Teddy from 90210, the new 90210, the blonde one. And I was like, no way. And then he's like talking to us. He's like asking us where we're from, how long we're staying. And he shakes each of our hand. He's like, I'm Trevor. And when he said Trevor, reminds me when he goes, I'm Teddy in the show. And I was like, that's him. That's literally him. We're literally besties. And it was sure enough him. And we hung out all night. So that was cool. Not all night, but like for the whole show.
That's
that
very cool. Stars. They're just like us.
Stars are just like us.
Yeah.
So love you, Trevor. And yeah, that's really what I had to say. It was just a really fun time.
I'm glad you took notes. Thank you.
I know.
For that.
I just didn't want to forget. I was on the plane and I was like, do. Turbulence is a little scary. And I'm like, let me distract myself. So, oh my God, it was also really funny. Margot Lee and I weren't sitting together, and then we ended up being sitting together. And she was like, ooh, Brooke wouldn't like this.
That's very funny.
I was
very
like, Margo, silly. Like, yeah, I was like, Margo, if you don't want to sit with me, it's fine. Because some people just like to sit alone on planes. That's what we're getting at here. Brooke is one of them. But did you sit next to your boyfriend on the plane?
Yes, I did. I sat next to Ben on the plane. I did. I mean, that would be crazy to not. Like, that was like our first time like flying together and stuff. So I don't know. That would have been weird.
No,
to,
I'm kidding.
Right? Like, unless it was like those are the only two seats open on the plane or whatever. But when you have choice and it's not more money to like I'm gonna sit next to him. My
so
boyfriend.
Like, will you always sit next to him?
Yes. The one thing that I don't love. But I enjoyed it because, so we, I have to get into, I have a huge catch-up. I'm a Harry Potter girl now.
So in hindsight, Brooke went to Florida this weekend and she's going to tell us about her weekend.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you for catching us up on your weekend, first of all. Country girl.
Shake it for me.
I decided, I was like kind of struggling like what to do, where to go. I was like, what do I, like, I wanted to go somewhere warm, but I didn't want to like pay a bajillion dollars to stay at like a one hotel again or something. Like, it just wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, where can I go that I can have a good old time? My parents just got this house in Central Florida. That's where I'll say it is. I mean, it's not super far from Orlando, I guess. And it's not done. Like, to be clear, like, the house is not done. It's definitely like usable and everything, but like the furniture, like, not all the furniture is there yet.
Yeah.
So they told me, they're like, you're more than welcome to go, but like, it's not done, you know? And I was like, I mean, I'm gonna go then. Like, if you're telling me I can go.
Yeah. It's a free place to stay.
And it's been kind of chilly in New York. Not like crazy cold, but like 50s, you know. Yeah. I just wanted an escape, basically. Yeah. So Ben and I flew to Orlando, stayed there Friday to, and then we left Monday. So the flying on the plane thing together.
Traveling with your boyfriend for the first time is something else.
You learn a lot about someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We both talked about this, that both of our boyfriends are big carry-on people. Yes. And we're, you know, I've done it, but it's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, we're like Delta girls, so like we get free checked bags, and they're always like, why? Like, it's like, why wouldn't you just carry it on? It's like, why wouldn't I just check it? Like,
yeah, I feel that way exactly. I'm like, you know, I could bring a few extra shirts just in case one gets dirty, or like, I don't like the way it fits that day, just in, you know?
And that always comes in handy.
It always comes in handy. I was also bringing a lot of stuff down because I was like, you know, I brought a lot of extra PR and stuff to like stock the house with, kind of.
Oh, that's very
I tried to be a good daughter.
Sweet. Some body wash here.
Sprinkle a beauty product. So the one thing that I don't love to do on planes is like a shared experience. And he wanted to, like, we were on track to keep watching the Harry Potter movies. Like, we started the two of them because we knew that we were going to the Harry Potter world. I'm kind of telling this story in like mixed fragments. I'm sorry. My brain is a little all over the place.
It's okay.
Today.
We're following.
Yeah. So we decided we were going to go to Universal. Universal Studios in Florida has not one, but two now, like, areas of two different parks that are Harry Potter themed.
Crazy.
The adults love Harry Potter. Like, half the park, they're running around. But I'm skipping ahead. Anyway, so we were walking. So
back to the airplane. Shared experiences.
Back to the airplane. We were watching Harry Potter together. My thing is, on an airplane, I like an individual experience. I like to listen to my music. I like to read a book.
I like to listen to Odessa and cry.
That too.
I'm kidding. That's only if we're going back from good trips.
It is.
On a recap.
It is. Thank you. You know me so well.
I do.
Airport plane cries hit different. But I like just to like be in my zone and kind of be independent. But we watched it together. It was fine. You could actually, you could link two AirPods to an iPad at the same time. You click the little AirPlay button in the corner. This might be big info for you guys. You click the AirPlay button and you can check off as many as you want.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, I thought you meant you were watching it on the
No, we plane. Downloaded it. Oh, okay. I downloaded it on my iPad, like from HBO Max or whatever. So I finished now four Harry Potter movies. I'm a Harry Potter girl.
I love the soundtrack of Harry Potter.
Have you ever watched all of them?
No, I've seen like three total and like different ones.
Yeah. But I mean, you could watch them out of order. Some of them are darker than others. I think I'm at the point now where they're taking a dark turn. But like the first one's so fun, so whimsical. Like they're children. Yes. They're running around. It's great. And then now it's getting very dark.
Yeah, I know.
Like I don't feel good after I watch it. Like in the first few, I would cry happy tears. And now I'm like, actually crying sad tears. And anyways.
Yeah.
So Friday we just hung out at my parents' place and like drove. Like I wanted to drive. Like I told him, I was like, because we live in the city, you know, we don't get to drive a lot. I was like, I want to like sit in the passenger seat. I want you to drive and just drive. And he was like, where are we driving to? I was like, I don't care.
Oh, you didn't even want to drive?
No.
Oh, you just wanted to sit. We do that all the time here.
But I wanted to be in the passenger seat and I wanted it to be like a leisurely drive, not like city driving. Like I wanted like open roads, like
windows down.
Yeah.
A little dirt on my boots.
Yeah. Small town living. Yeah, exactly. I drove a little bit, but then I realized very quickly, I was reminded how driving in Florida is so vastly different than at least where I grew up.
Yeah, I remember going to where you grew up for the first time and it's like one road each way. Like it's
one
easy,
windy nice. Road and yes. Like, yes. So it's quite different. Like not even really a lot of like even double yellow lines. Like it's really just like small town roads.
Yeah. Old town road.
A lot of crossovers between our stories.
I know. Things are happening.
So then Saturday we did Universal. And that's when I realized, you know, I guess I'm a universal adult, Disney adult. I just like love a theme park and I don't really care, you know, like I guess some people would argue it's choogy. Who cares? Embrace the choog. Like,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's so fun.
It is so fun.
You learn a lot about someone when you go to an amusement park with them.
Yes.
You learn what type of rides they like, how patient they are.
Yeah, you totally do. So like what, he was willing to wait in the lines and you weren't?
Yeah.
I would be the same way.
Basically, if it's over like 45 minutes, I was like, I don't know. And he pushed me to do it because he was like, you know, like, I really, like, I think it's worth it. But, like, is it worth it? It's, like, a 3-minute little thing.
I know. That's the thing with rides. It's, like, you wait so long, and then it's a quick ride. But then on the other hand, you keep saying, oh, well, this one's so long, we're not going to ride. Oh, this one, then you don't ride any.
You're right. You're right. And then you end up going on, like, the little ones that, like, aren't as exciting as going on even, like, the newest, best one.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a give or take.
I get it. I mean, that's part of the experience, right, of going to the theme park is, like, seeing everything. And, like, I mean, honestly, the lines are part of the experience.
Wait, did you guys ride roller coasters?
I did. I went on at the end of the day. He doesn't really, like, love roller coasters. Oh. I went on the Hulk by myself.
That's all I needed to hear? That's the best one.
I know, it's so good.
I literally miss. I haven't been on the Hulk in decades. In years.
Do you like roller coasters?
Love.
Okay, same. Wow, I didn't know this about you. We've never been to an amusement park.
But it
together.
Was weird because when Ryan and I went to Coney Island a couple weeks ago, I hadn't been on a roller coaster since pre-COVID, and I was a little, like, nervous.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I think, like, since I've been dealing with all anxiety and everything, uh-huh. I think I was like, oh, I should be nervous. So I was a little nervous, and Ryan pushed me, and it was so fun. So I, like, thinking about going on the Hulk, it was, like, one of my favorite rides, but I am so a little fun. Nervous. Because that's the one where it, like right away it yes. goes fast, right?
But I kind of like that versus the buildup of the, like, tick, 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 tick. Because then it, like, builds you up even more, and you're, like, the anticipation type of stuff. Like, I just need to not think and, like, go.
It's literally, like, phew! Yeah. I literally, like, know how it, I, like, know the Hulk.
You know what always calms me down to? Is the little children that are going on.
Humbling.
So humbling. Like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm on the line alone. I'm like, I haven't been on a roller coaster. You know, I was getting, not nervous, but I was like, adrenaline, you know? I look to my left, like, there had to be a boy, like, maybe 10. Like, I was like,
whatever the height minimum was, like, he was there.
He hit it. And I was like, okay, if he could do it, I could do it, you know?
1,000%. That's what I did at Coney Island. I was like, this little girl in front of me is, like, excited. Like, come on.
Yeah. So if they can do it, you can do it.
That's so fun.
How are you today? Really? Go on, have a think, take a minute. If you're feeling hyper or tired or annoyed or just meh, it's time to connect with your feelings by starting your mental health journey with Headspace. So when I found Headspace, I was really, like, unaware about meditation, and I was a little skeptical about mindfulness and how it could help. But I have to say, this is the way to do it. If you're, like, confused on where to start, I would highly suggest Headspace. I'm going to play a little sample of one of their tracks in the app right now.
Just taking a big, deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. As you breathe in, focusing on the lungs filling with air.
Wow, I am just breathing and I feel better. We all say we're fine and we don't mean it, so fine isn't really an emotion. How many times have you told yourself that you're fine when really you felt, like, angry or sad or nervous or, you know, just chaotic? Headspace is a scientifically proven way to help you manage your feelings and your mental health. In fact, a recent study proved that in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. So whether you want to relieve stress and anxiety, sleep better, or improve your focus, Headspace is your everyday dose of mindfulness for real life. So however you're feeling, try Headspace at headspace.com/galsonthego and get 1 month free of their entire mindfulness library. This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/galsonthego today. headspace.com/galsonthego.
Wait, so you didn't do Mummy then? Mummy's so good.
They don't have that. Well, it's closed. Sorry, it's temporarily closed. Yeah, they do have it. They Revenge of the Mummy or whatever. Yeah. It's temporarily closed. They got rid. This is such a long intro. I'm really sorry, guys. We're just gonna ramble because I have big info. If you haven't been to these parks in a while, I don't know if it was in COVID or whatever. They closed so many rides. Shrek, no Shrek. E.T.? No E.T.
Shut up.
Yep.
They would always be, bye, bro. they would say your name at the end. Bye, Danielle. I'd be like, that was me. Or I'd say, like, a funny name. I'd be like, I don't know.
I have visions of this. There used to be a SpongeBob ride. There was. I know there was because I remember the bubbles and everything in it. I swear.
Okay.
They might have gotten rid of this a really long time ago. No SpongeBob ride.
Do not tell me they got rid of Spider-Man.
They do have Spider-Man still. We didn't go on it, but they did have it.
Why did you go on Spider-Man? That line's fun, actually.
There was other priorities. Now that I'm a Harry Potter girl, we had to go to, both Harry Potter worlds.
Southern girlfriend, Harry Potter girlfriend. Wait, actually, though, you're Harry Potter girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess. Honestly, I really enjoy it. Like, I do enjoy it. Like, now that the movies are taking a dark turn, but, like, it's so...
There's so much. It's so dynamic.
So dynamic. That's the best way that I could describe it. I'm like, they really thought of everything here. And it's the best, one of the best like books that could be turned into a theme park because it is so like magical. Truly.
Yeah, it's whimsical.
It's whimsical.
And did you have butterbeer?
Had butterbeer. Loved it. I messed up though because apparently you could have gone to this one specific spot and they do butterbeer spiked with Fireball.
Shut the front door.
I know.
That would have been really good.
Right? Wait, so did you go when they have the two Harry Potter worlds or just the one? Oh, so you've been kind of recently.
I mean, I don't know. In the last 5 years. Yeah, I guess I've been.
Okay. So did you go on the train that connected them?
Yes.
Oh, so you really have been. Like, okay.
Yeah, I live in Florida. Like, it was when, you know what it was? Playlist Live. When they, Playlist Live used to do this thing for all the
guests.
You would, they'd rent out Universal. So my ex-boyfriend and I went on the train that connected. Yeah. That was really cool.
Like, for a big Harry Potter buff, like, it's really exciting. But it's so cute. There's all these kids in, like, the capes, and they pick their houses and stuff.
The boys with, like, the glasses.
Yeah, it's so cute, my heart. And so, anyway, so I see all these kids running around with wands. And not even kids, then grown adults. I see some people dressed up. I really appreciate the effort.
The cosplay.
Like, the cosplaying. Or even just a t-shirt that would say, like, you know, I solemnly swear I'm up to no good or something. Like, a quote from, like, one of the movies, you know? And I was like, oh, my God, like, what the hell is this? And then I see everyone running around with wands. I was like, how inconvenient to get a wand. And you carried around all day the stick. Like, what?
Like, literally, what do you do with it?
Well, then I go up to the water fountain. Like, I'm just walking around and I see a little kid pointing this wand at the water fountain. And they're interactive.
Aww.
So that's why. So then I bought a wand.
That was you that bought the wand?
Yeah, I bought it.
But just between the two of you, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, like, we were like,
you had to have the wand.
So
is it here in New York City?
No, I left it there because I figured that if
your
anything,
next trip,
my
you'll
next
bring
trip,
the wand,
yes, I figured, you know,
walk in and
I'll wear a shirt next time.
Oh my God, slow progression, phase one of Harry Potter girlfriend.
You know, like the TikToks. That's like one day after watching Harry Potter, 2 days after watching. That's literally gonna be me, and at the end, I'm gonna like put the thing on my forehead, like
the lightning bolt or whatever. Oh my God, I'm actually not doing well.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Wait, what house did you say you were in after you took the quiz?
Oh, people had opinions.
Oh, I know. I said it in a vlog once and people...
Okay, and I still haven't watched enough to really know because the main two are obviously Slytherin and Gryffindor. Like Harry Potter, Hermione, Ron, they're all in Gryffindor. And then Slytherin is like Draco Malfoy, who's like the...
Yeah,
like
the blonde.
Basically, yeah. And they're known as being, you know, like the villains, kind of. Like, they're not bad, but like a little bit, a little edgy,
they're
if you will.
They're more like baddie. Bossy, baddie.
That's what they say, like baddie vibes. So I took the official quiz because everyone told me they were like, I took one and then they're like, that's not the official. Like, you know, like they're like coming for me with,
their wands. That's not official. You must take the right one.
They're here. The Harry Potter fans are here.
Spooks.
They're at the door.
Pitchforks.
If you guys don't know Harry Potter, you're probably like,
I feel like everyone, I barely know, and I like know enough to giggle.
Me too.
So.
Like,
and we're not poking fun.
Main,
we're just
no.
Like having fun.
I'm embracing it now. So like now I'm like getting into it. I mean, I'm 25 and I'm like getting into like I don't know how.
Like, there's no shame.
I completely missed that phase of childhood. Did you?
I was in Twilight. Were you a Twilight girly?
I was Hunger Games.
Okay, that was another one.
Yeah.
I was really into Twilight. Like, I wanted to put sparkles on, so I looked like Edward in the sun.
Yeah.
So, like, that was my cosplay.
Okay. See, mine was kind of like Katniss Everdeen vibes, yeah.
Katniss. wait, back to...
Okay, so then I took the quiz, and then one of the quizzes... Actually, no, both quizzes said Ravenclaw.
Okay.
No, wait, I lied. The first one said Gryffindor, and then I was like, I don't know. They're like the heroes and everything. I was like, I don't know.
I feel like everyone's like, I'm Gryffindor.
Yeah. Like, so then I was like, okay, I'm Gryffindor. And then I was like, all right, I'll take the like official. And then it said Ravenclaw. So what are you? I know you went to the store
recently. I went to the store and I went with my hallmates and I was like, what do you guys think I am? Because they were big fans. And two of them said Slytherin, but only because they were like, when you wear like your green outfit, it's very Slytherin. I don't really know because I guess they're kind of like baddie.
Yeah.
But I was like, I really wouldn't, like, knowing what I do, I feel like I'm not. And so they're like, yeah. And then a lot of them said Hufflepuff.
Yeah. A lot of people said that to me too. And I don't really know. They don't really touch, at least as far as I am in the movies. I'm sure in the books they go more into it.
Probably.
But I haven't really gotten too into like the distinctions between Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff, at least.
Oh, really?
You okay, know what so I mean? Because they're not really mentioned as much. Like, they're like...
Gryffindor!
Gryffindor!
I want to be Gryffindor.
5 points for Gryffindor.
Yes, oh my gosh. I need to watch it. I loved the first movie and the second, and then I think even the third I got scared. It was one of, like, I was watching in order, and I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't even watch, like, Succession. Like, I just can't watch certain things because it's too dark.
I get it. So I'm going to keep going now. But, and everyone's like, read the books. I'm sure the books are fantastic, but that's a big commitment. And I don't know if I'm ready to do that just yet.
Yeah, especially if you're already watching all the movies. Like, I would, yeah. Like, you would probably mix in
I think
a little.
I just missed it. Like, I think I missed the boat.
So when you went to the bathroom at Harry Potter World, because, you know, I love sounds and bathrooms.
I didn't go. The tank.
You just never. Oh,
not
wait,
in
maybe,
Harry Potter World. Not in
I should,
Harry Potter
I should
world,
have yeah. figured before asking that.
I know, but I know Moaning Myrtle's in there.
Yes, and there's like music playing, like the spark. Like, yes, they're talking.
Yeah.
And there's also like, doo doo.
I do love the music too.
Oh, it's so magical.
It really is so great.
I think we're going to have to take a gal's trip to the Central Florida house.
Say less.
Like,
please.
Maybe next weekend. Like, I'm like,
wait, say less. Say less.
We need to go. You're making me want to go.
Okay, but I think now, then the next day we did Disney. And, you know, I will accept a Universal Studios sponsorship too, but Disney is so elite. Like, it really is so, like, it's just, it's the happiest place on earth. Like, I don't know how to say else to
I
say
know.
It.
I mean, I grew up going to Disney every year for 21 years.
I know.
So I'm there.
What park would you go to?
We went to Magic Kingdom on the first night. We always did Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. Yeah. And we stayed at Fort Wilderness. And then the next day we'd do Epcot.
Oh, you're an Epcot family.
Yeah, I've never been to MGM or whatever it's called, Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, yeah.
Because we just like always...
Oh my gosh, see, we were a Hollywood Studios family.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
What family?
So did you ever do Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, we do Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. Like, those were our big two.
Big two. Oh, but Animal Kingdom's low-key fun.
I haven't been to that since I, like, could speak, basically. Like, you know, like my parents brought me when I was really young. But
I've only been, like, three times. Really, so you went to Epcot the second day, which... Epcot's just elite.
Yeah, I thought that it would be like pulling teeth to get my boyfriend. You know, I feel like a lot of like he's into like Harry Potter, so he was like, "I'm down for Harry Potter," but I was like, "Oh, Disney, like this is gonna be a tough sell," you know. And he was like, "No, like I would go to Epcot," and I was like, "I would love to drink around the world."
And I mean, how like you can get a guy to drink around the world? I feel like
I mean, it was fun. The drinks are strong, guys.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you finish each one? No way.
Yes, but I only had like 4 or 5, though. That's the thing. I definitely finished them. Like, I did. I really did. Like, I left only like the remnants of like the ice in the cups. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're strong. Actually, the most people in my DMs told me that the real way to drink around the world is to split the drinks. Because, like, if you really want to drink at every country, so you do like halfsies.
That's smart. You're getting insider tips in the DMs.
Oh, yes.
I love it. You guys are so nice.
I know.
Wow.
Everyone was being really, like, when I posted, I was going there, like, start in Mexico, go this way, get this drink.
Yeah. A whole itinerary.
Yeah. So I did vlog. So there's a vlog up if you guys, like, want to know what type of drinks I got, whatever. I got really drunk, and then we went on Test Track. We went to a new, like, space restaurant. It's called... If you've ever been to Mars 2112, I feel like I've talked about this before. No, it was an old restaurant. They closed it in Times Square. A lot of people who grew up in, like, you know, the suburbs of New York remember this because, like, when my parents would take me in, we went one time, and it's like it was one of those restaurants with, like, the experience, you know, like you get in the elevator and you go to space.
Oh my god, that's
they
so
closed
fun.
It. This is basically that though.
Okay,
this new restaurant.
Well, you
space
heard it here.
220 at Epcot.
You're like strongly selling me on this whole weekend.
You're like, where do I sign up?
No, I mean, I mean, we all know I'm a story replier, but I was replying to every single
Danielle
one of Brooke's
was getting
stories.
Kicks. I know on my private story there was some really good content
on
there. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I try to.
It was like Ben with a wand and the little children all together, and I literally lost it. And then something else you sent was so. Oh. You posted a picture of like the camera that takes a photo of you when you're playing the game. And
oh,
one of the rides.
Yes.
Because I know how competitive you are and him after going to that cabin trip when we played Cards Against Humanity. And you guys were so competitive. And the photo of them, they're literally both like, I'm going to beat you.
I won. So I did win.
That's really funny.
You know why I won? Because I hit like the bonus targets.
Oh,
like,
that'll get you.
Yeah. I was like, I'm winning. I love that. And I literally at the end, I'm a sore loser and a sore winner. I'm really like, it's a toxic trait. Maybe that is one of my many. But at the end, like I saw the scores and I was like, I won. Like,
just so everyone knows, I won. Wait, so you didn't end up buying Mickey ears?
Didn't buy Mickey ears. I didn't buy any souvenirs except for that wand. So
got that wand. Got How that did you wand. Pick? Did you like go into the wand shop and see which one was
Oh, yes.
Right?
I have Hermione Granger's wand.
Oh,
very She's cool. my favorite character.
Of course.
I love her.
I feel like she'd be mine too. I just feel like it's kind of basic.
Such good. Oh my God. She's so smart.
She's so. What's the Alligadosis? I don't know. In the first movie, she like does this spell.
Oh, Optimus Reparis when she fixes his glasses.
Optimus Reparis. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Optimus or Optimum. I don't know. Some. I don't know all of them. You guys know. I know.
Come on, Brooke. Get the spell book out. Let's go.
But when chop, you chop. Do when you use the wand and it's interactive, like they have like spots for it, you know what I mean? So that's when you saw the picture of Ben with all the children, like,
yes, that because was it was very
like
silly.
A line of like literal like 10-year-olds in their like full Harry Potter get-ups and just us, like, so we're ready to use our wand,
dude. So, like, that was like so good. I'm so glad you guys
had to
had
do
fun.
It in the order though, like you actually had to, like, if it's like a Z shape, like you actually had to do it in a Z shape. Like the interactive wand stuff, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I know.
Life can be overwhelming, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. I have definitely experienced my points of burnout. I'm honestly kind of going through a little bit of that right now. Not necessarily with like my content, but more so with like my life. I just constantly am doing things and saying yes to things, and I forget to take time for myself because I feel like we associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. I'm counting down the hours to my next therapy appointment, you guys. I literally love my therapist so much. We've become so close. I've gotten to really know her, and it's just so amazing. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals.
You like Islands of Adventure or Universal better?
So we did the park hopper because then you get that's how you get the train. That's like a bonus ride that you have to pay for the park hopper. I think Islands of Adventure is better. What do you think?
I do too.
Yeah.
Just a lot of rides at Universal have closed, I feel.
Yeah. And it's, they have a whole kids area.
Where? Islands?
Well, Islands
of Adventure has
I guess
Dr. Seuss.
They do. Most of the fun rides we went on were Islands of Adventure, I would say. Yeah. It's the really thrill fun. Rides, the big kid rides.
Yes, the big kid rides. Is Dueling Dragons still exist?
No, they closed that. That's what they replaced with the Harry Potter, the Hagrid coaster. So that's why I said, have you been on that
one? Oh, so maybe I knew that. Because I know I've been on that train.
That's a fun one.
Because the train, wait, which train are you talking about? Are you talking about the connecting train?
The train, it's like the Hogwarts Express that takes you from
one
park to the other.
So we did it, but since it was like a rented out night, we just like never got off. Like it took us there and then it stopped because they didn't have the other park open for
us. So what park was open?
We just went all the way back. It's like being on a train.
I know, but what park was open?
Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. So that one is the newest one. So that's like in like the world's...
No, Universal Studios is...
Oh, that's the older one?
Oh, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
It's the newer one.
It's the newer...
Harry Potter World.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the name of the towns now.
Oh, I don't know the towns.
Because it's like, you know, like they're replicated out.
You know, there's people like screaming out, like, that's this.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
We'll go forward from this, right?
Yeah,
I like can't think of it.
Oh no! Let's keep going. I'm sorry that I just talked so much.
No,
also about
I like
my
really just
everything.
Got a big boost of serotonin.
Really?
About this. Yes.
You know, honestly, like I've been seeing a lot of these TikToks. Like it's healing your inner child. I really did feel like
a big especially
kid in a way.
Yeah, especially if like you not grew up going, but if you had been before when you were a child,
it's a lot of nostalgia for
it
sure.
Is. It's a lot of nostalgia. It just like feels
safe. Yeah. It feels very safe. Yeah. Like, yeah. And you know, I'm like, ooh, happy.
Yeah. A yeah. really niche thing that I said this weekend, and I was like, I need to know if anyone feels this way. So, well, I guess you didn't really buy anything at Disney, but if you were to like buy something at the Disney store, the bags were like those flat plastic yes. ones, and they have this like specific smell.
I
to
know
them.
What smell that is. Yes. Okay.
Hudson News at the airport. If you buy something and you get a bag, it literally has that same scent. And so this weekend, I was like, I got a water bottle. I was like, guys, I'm literally at the Disney store right now. Like, I don't even know why.
Just Florida girl things.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, and like you were there, and I was like, guys, like we need to go. So
we should go. Anyways, we should definitely plan them like that. That would be fun.
So
to
fun.
Go back. So.
So that was the Orlando and Central Florida.
Central Florida and
Stagecoach recap. The dust was out of this world at Stagecoach. You guys, like, there's reasons people actually wear bandanas. We would get home at night and like actually hack up dust. And I won't get graphic, but when I would blow my nose, it was literally dust.
You were saying that to me. I was like, dude, do pack your bandana.
I know.
I was nervous.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we just like brought real masks. It was kind of like better.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Because the bandanas gets on your makeup and everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That was that.
We wanted to say thank you. We should have said this in the beginning of the episode.
Merch.
Thank you for the merch, guys. Thank you. We released our Don't Text collection, which is the mug and the two hoodies.
It's
and
amazing.
You guys are loving it. I mean, I don't think anybody got it yet, but
sales show that you guys wanted it at least. I literally drank out of the mug this morning. It is such a great shape. It's still for sale right now. GalsOnTheGoPodcast.com. Thank you guys so much for making an amazing drop. We have the two hoodies, a black and a white, with a really cool design on the back as well.
Great stuff.
So thank you guys so much for supporting us. It means a lot, and you can still shop it.
Yeah, if you want. GalsOnTheGoPodcast.com/shop, I think, is the direct link.
Oh, yeah.
Shop.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. No.
Backslash shot. Oh my god. Backslash shop. So yeah, that was that. Met Gala happened last night.
Yeah, the Met Gala did happen.
The after party we went to.
It was
Laquan Smith was there. That was cool. I was like, you were at the Met. I know, like, we're not gonna, I mean, there's enough, you know,
we don't need to critique. You know, one thing that I do want to say though is it's really interesting how everyone could view the same things, and some people could love it and some people could hate it, like,
yes,
but yet we make these defined lists of like best dressed and worst dressed, but it's like everyone has different styles for a reason. Like, that's what makes the world go round. Literally though, like,
so
that's why
subjective.
There's stores like Hot Topic and like what's like
Forever 21.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean, like there's stores that sell like opposite stuff.
Preach it.
I just have to say that.
No, it's
if
really, really
dressed,
true.
Like, if everyone liked the same things or appreciated the same things and like could all agree like these are the best dressed, like, I
completely agree. I think we need to look at it more so as like a, and some people did say this, like, it's more of an art. So like, if you can appreciate like the meaning behind the outfit and why, like, for example, so I came home this morning. It was like my hangover cure, watching the 3-hour red carpet live. I still haven't finished.
Did you watch
it
the
yet.
E1?
The E1, yeah.
The Vogue one was significantly better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I streamed it to my TV.
Oh, dang. I always watch
I know.
The E1.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's just the interviews aren't as good at the E1, I found.
Yeah, they were really bad, but I just...
I know
do
what
they
you
still
mean.
Show all the outfits in the same way, or is it more so interviews?
It's more so interviews.
Yeah, so yeah. I just watched the interviews after on okay. YouTube, but I appreciate that. I just want to see like the outfits like in live, mm-hmm. you know? Well, I couldn't because I was on a plane yesterday. Anyways, they were talking Blake Lively. So when I first saw her outfit, some people were like, oh my God, it's so good. And I was kind of like, it's not my cup of tea. You know, it's beautiful, but like, I don't know if it's my favorite. But then when I heard what it was all about, I thought it was so cool. So she did you see it?
It had
like
the
really long train. Yes.
Yeah.
So her dress was like bronze, like copper, like the Statue of Liberty. And then they switched it and turned it around. And it was like an aqua teal color, kind of what Statue of Liberty looks like now. Like how it, I think they said patinaed.
Oh.
And I was like, that's so cool. Like the way, and something to do with her actual dress was to represent the Empire State Building, like design, her hat or her like crown was Statue of Liberty. It was just like really cool when
yeah,
you like
yeah.
actually look into the detail. Like Billie Eilish replicated like a painting of a woman from the 19 something, because that's what the Gilded
I agree
age was.
I liked it too, and you know, everyone has their hot takes. Usually the people who do it the most up have the most like
controvert people or like
criticism,
yeah,
I guess,
of course,
you know, because they'll be like, oh, like it's not flattering on their body type or whatever. It's like, they clearly chose it for a reason. You know, yeah. They felt confident. I mean, there's definitely looks that I don't like either, but at the same time, like, who am I? Like, I'm
literally
who am I to judge?
Like, no, it's more so just like fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Sarah Bell, Elizabeth, her stories always crack me up. Mm-hmm. Like saying what she has to say about everyone. It's just like a really exciting time. I definitely felt like a lot of the outfits, and like not a bad thing, and they were more realistic, if anything. A lot of them were more like everyday dresses. Not everyday dresses, but like not as like big sleeves, mm-hmm. and this and that. But I don't know if that's just because it was like the theme was Gilded Age, so there was more gold and I don't know.
I agree with what, like, more simple gowns.
Yeah.
Is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or like short, even. I saw short.
Yeah.
Short,
like Emma Stone just wore the simple, yeah. little short shift dress situation. I mean, she looked amazing, but
completely
it was just
agree.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were on the carpet, yeah. together.
Yeah, they were.
That was amazing. And like the Marilyn Monroe of it all. That was just so cool.
I can't believe that she like openly admitted to like the weight loss thing. That was a little triggering, to be honest. I
know. And
that.
She was like, it was like, I ate, but I just, it was strict. I'm like, no.
I know. I just don't, like, I thought that we were past that. Like,
I know.
You know,
I understand, like, how she wanted to conserve, like, the dress, because it was a $5 million dress, but then just, like, don't.
I don't know why she had to say that, though.
I know.
Like, I don't know why it was, like, you know what I mean? Because then everyone's out here like, oh, I have 3 weeks till an event. I could lose 16 pounds,
same.
Too, you know?
It's not the best message. So,
yeah, I thought about that. Beautiful. But I thought she looked great. Pete Davidson, did you watch... I was watching the Vogue interview, and he,
okay.
it was so funny because he's just like such like a normal like Staten Island boy. Like,
yeah.
he was just like wandering around kind,
like,
of in,
yeah,
the background.
Here
and
I am.
Like they were interviewing her, and then he's kind of like walking around, and they're like, Pete, like, we want to talk to you too. Like,
yeah.
we want to, like, they flag him over, and he's like, hey guys. Like,
oh, you know, I like, need to just, watch.
And then he said, there's one, he said, like, they're like, you look so great, whatever, you look so handsome. And he's like, thanks, I wanted to wear my propeller hat, but Kim didn't let me. Like, he was just, like, being, like, silly. Like,
oh, my God, that just sounds like Ryan on the red carpet.
That's why I love him, though, because he's so, like, normal.
I know. You know. Okay, wow. So I missed the mark on that. I need to watch The Vogue. What was I going to say about that? Oh, well, he was at the Met last year, like, on his own accord, though. So you have
to
remember
that. Oh, no,
he's
definitely, like, he's earned his
world.
Place. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's just silly. Emma Chamberlain,
so beautiful.
Oh my God, she has to stop slaying. Like, even like, I didn't love a lot of Coachella outfits this year, but hers was like so good every single day. Her blonde short hair, kind of a moment.
She looks good in like really anything, though. It's really unfair.
It is so crazy to me. Like, Kim Kardashian, she did the blonde. Emma was blonde. Like, people just dyeing their hair for the men. And bleaching, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a wig, I don't think. So it's just so crazy. Like, I could, like, I'm slowly repairing my hair from bleaching it so much.
I mean, is it clear that it wasn't a wig? I don't really know.
I guess
that
it's
all,
not clear,
like,
but it just, I feel like you can, no, there's some good.
Well, when they have the slicked buns, it must be real.
Yeah.
Because.
No, I can't even slick a bun with extensions,
right?
in. So. No, yeah. I mean, it was bleached. Yeah. It's just crazy.
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 Yeah, a lot of amazing makeup looks, and now that we're like big onto makeup, like,
yes,
like, ooh,
the beauty,
yes.
trends, the makeup was beautiful. You do not need a summer getaway to transport yourself. Book your smooth escape with the wax experts at European Wax Center. A fresh wax transports you to a smooth state of mind where you feel effortlessly confident. This summer, whether you're going far away or sticking closer to home, the relaxed, confident feeling you're dreaming of is closer than you think. Just visit your local European Wax Center. It's about more than just waxing. It's about taking control of your lifestyle, making bold choices, and unapologetically making time for a moment of smooth. Smooth season has arrived. Your skin deserves the best. Stay confident all summer long with a smooth escape. I just love European Wax Center. I go once a month, and they're literally my queens. I have a girl that I go to every time. European Wax Center are experts in waxing for everyone, and you seriously get the best by the best with their certified wax specialists. They're expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. I just, when the sun starts to come out even more and I'm putting on my bathing suit, I just want to feel more confident. And I gotta say, their secret is their signature comfort wax. It's a proprietary blend of beeswax sourced from Europe and other skin soothing ingredients that allows them to remove hair easily for a virtually pain-free experience. I just feel so much better when I leave a wax. I'm like, okay, my life is together. I feel good. I love making summer plans and day trips knowing that I've been to European Wax Center and can flaunt my legs or my underarms or my bikini, whatever it may be. Book your smooth escape with the experts at European Wax Center. Make a reservation today. Your first wax is free.
I'm Lindsay Chrisley. Join me for The Southern Tea. It's a weekly heart-to-heart from this Southern girl and boy mom who's just trying to navigate life. Nothing is off limits. I talk about it all. Life, career, family, motherhood, faith, and everything in between. It's an ongoing conversation, and I can promise you one thing. I'm spilling tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. So listen to and follow The Southern Tea now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
It was just, oh my God. Austin Butler was like very attractive.
Yeah, is he making a comeback?
He is a comeback in my mind now. I was like, yeah. Oh my God. And yeah, it was just, I love watching stuff like that. So that was
good stuff.
A really good time. And that's our long intro. We haven't even done this.
Yeah. No, actually, I wanted to talk about something because we talked about the Kim stuff for a second, and I wanted to talk about comments on our bodies, because I got some this week. I woke up to some, and I don't even want to like draw attention to them because I just deleted them and whatever, but I just want to like reiterate like what makes it okay to say something to someone else about like how their body looks, you know what I mean, or whatever. So I got some like inferring to how I carry my weight in my stomach. And I've always been this way. This has been like ever since college, when I like went away to college and I like became a woman and I, you know what I mean? Why would that even like what type? And even if your like intention, obviously your intention is to hurt someone to say something like that. But like, I just can't even fathom this. It's really, really harmful.
It is terrible. Yeah. Like we get comments and we're used to it, but I feel like, especially like we're so open on the podcast, mm-hmm. especially about our body confidence and like certain areas that we are like more insecure about. And for someone to like try and hit you where it hurts, mm-hmm. and like really say something that's one, not true, and two, they're just trying to like make you feel even worse. It's just messed up. So let's all be nice to each other. Like that's literally like what, three people, but it is, words are powerful.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that we're real people. And especially with something like your body that you literally live with every day, it's like we're literally putting our whole life on the internet.
Exactly. And I could like sit here all day long, and honestly, I haven't been struggling a lot with that as an issue. Like I've just been good and chilling and like really like securing myself and whatever.
We thought that photo was great. Like I thought,
yeah, yeah, totally. It's like referring to like one specific photo that was posted, and then like I just saw some comments. And I know that it's like whatever. And I, like I said, I'm carrying my weight in my stomach. So then I've always been insecure to wear like super bodycon stuff. And like even when I do, I'm like really conscious about it and like tugging and pulling and whatever. And honestly, I've just decided to like stop caring. Like I just need to let it go, because what am I going to do? Like not wear certain specific styles like the rest of my life, because I'm like, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, I'm really proud of you, and I'm glad you brought it up. I guess I kind of forgot about it, because it was like last week.
I know. I just wrote it down like when it happened, because I was like, I want to talk about this in a way and not being like shame on you, but a reminder that everyone's journey with that is like so, so different. And
definitely,
you could be having a really good week and something little could trigger you and like mm-hmm. get you kind of like spiraling out of control. And I dealt with that a little bit this week.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But then I reminded myself that like I am a healthy woman, and healthy women,
we mature, our bodies mature.
You know? Yeah.
I completely understand. I had that this weekend where I don't like to wear shorts. I don't like to wear jean shorts. But I was just like, you know what? I like how they look with my outfit. And a part of me is really insecure because I'm wearing shorts. But, you know, F it. And mm-hmm. I did it. And mm-hmm. I actually felt pretty good, because once you finally just like let it go.
Great. The outfits were slaying.
Thank you.
If you guys didn't look at Danielle's Instagram, go look. She looked incredible.
That's really nice. Thank you. I pulled them together very fast. I really liked my first two. My third one, it was just like a dress. It was so beautiful, but I was like,
I really like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Got the least likes.
Really?
Yes, but I love it. That was my Free People one. It's so beautiful. It's like this dress bodysuit. It was the comfiest. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I'm glad you
like
that.
Yeah. I think the message there, though, is like, you know, if there's one piece of clothing or whatever that you've been like insecure to wear because you're like, it hugs my blank or like whatever. It's like, literally, life is too short. You know, I'm not going to like do that just because, like, come on. Also, like, I just have so many opinions when people like make accounts to say stuff or whatever. And especially like Like, why? Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Let's find something better to do with our time.
I have actually negative respect for people who create fake accounts to comment things because you're hiding behind it. Because if they walked in this room right now, they would not say it to our face.
Never. I mean, well, you would never comment on someone's body like to their face, right? Like that social media in general, perpetuated that.
I mean, I guess, yeah, but it's just like no matter what they say, like they're just saying it to poke because they're projecting mm-hmm. their own insecurities or like it might not be like oh I'm gonna comment on her stomach, like my stomach, it's just like they're not happy in their life
totally and they know and they're hitting it where it hurts yeah
like even you and I will be talking and I'm like oh like shitting on something and then I'm like no I'm just not happy in my life right now for a specific reason. So you just have to have more self-awareness and like really think about what you're doing mm-hmm. And just be careful because words are powerful.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
That was really meaningful. Thank you for that. And as we enter summer, we could talk about that more and stuff. But like, I think, yeah, I mean, I'm scared to like really, you know, be out there in a bathing suit, like whatever. And, but I'm going to do it and live my best life. Cause what am I going to do? Like cover up and like hide and not go to the beach all summer? Like, no, I'm going to live my best life and like embrace my body. And 1,000%. You know,
no, I feel that exact same way. And I don't know. Yeah. Especially like being in the influencer world, like even like going on some of these trips and stuff, like comments other people make, like none of our super close friends, but other influencers have been around. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, like, am mm-hmm. I supposed to be doing that or eating like that? It's just, mm-hmm. it yeah. is a scary world out there. And it's you just scary. Have to do, Brooke and I are really into just like doing what feels best for you.
Totally.
Like, and that's just how it needs to go.
Exactly. And what feels good for you.
Yeah.
So
we're going down a lane.
There. I know. I just really wanted to. Anyways, that was like on my mind this week. And I was like, I feel like on the podcast, it's like kind of like what's happening in our lives. And like,
yeah,
that was a theme, a little motif.
Definitely. Like even these celebrities, that's why I'm like so careful to like, you just don't want to, you know, they could see it. And like, it could actually be hurtful for them.
100%. I mean, we talked about it with Katie. I remember the episode with Katie when people like would speculate, like, you know, people. Or did you watch the Kardashian show?
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't watched it,
I'm in the middle of the third beautiful. Episode. So
no, it's okay. The second. When Kourtney's talking about how people are speculating about she's her pregnant. And she's doing IVF.
Oh my God. That made me so mad. Like, she's like, I actually like can't have a baby right now. And like, you guys are calling me pregnant. Like, imagine.
It's just so, so ridiculous to me that we live in this world also where it's like, oh my gosh, like you've changed like a little bit or maybe even like you don't even notice it on yourself. Like, honestly, for me, like I won't even notice it on myself sometimes that people draw attention to and you're like, oh, well, I guess maybe I should be.
Yeah, definitely. Or like even like things you do or like just certain things. And you're like, uh-huh. Oh, my God, like I've been so happy with that. And now then you like try my big red bag. Oh, my God. This funny story. A little anecdote.
I love it.
So I bought this big old black bag because I was like, I want to fit in with everybody. And this weekend yesterday at the baggage claim, it literally went past me and I didn't see it because I was looking for my red bag.
You didn't have big red.
And literally Margot Lee goes, that's your bag. I was like, no. I was like, oh my God, it is. Like, I didn't even know.
Wow.
So you have to stick to your gut.
Yeah, you do. Stick to what you know.
I mean, it is a good bag. It's from Base and they just came out with a soft cover one. I just like soft cover bags in general. So, but they only had it in black. I would have gotten a different color, but... Anywho, let's talk about our current favorites.
Yeah, shall we?
We shall.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Mine is a book. I don't think I talked about this book yet because I just recently finished it. It's called The Golden Couple. I don't think I talked
about
it.
No, you posted on your story, but not on the
I don't think I talked about it. Okay, so it's Greer Hendricks, Sarah Pekkanen. It's like dual authors.
Whoa, how does that work?
A few books I've read have been dual authors. I mean, like, it's written, like, normally.
Dueling dragons.
It's written, like, normal, but I think that they both contribute, maybe, or, like, I actually don't know how it really works. I've seen some two authors where it's, like, they have different specialties, especially in, like, the psychological thrillers. Like, one will be more, like, psychological, one will be more, like, the romance. So they, like, come together and, like, write it. Because, you know, some people don't want to write, like, the steamy romance scenes, and then some people don't want to write, like,
That was a little collab.
Mm-hmm. And this is a book, basically, like, it's about a therapist who gets involved. Like, she does, like, you know, couples counseling or whatever with this couple, and it's, like, kind of... It's not even a murder mystery. It's like a mystery that kind of just unfolds throughout. And she's like, you know, giving them counseling and whatever. And then there's a lot of like side characters, not she's like, the therapist is the main character, but then there's a lot of other characters, but it is a really good like psychological thriller. I don't know if do you like books like that where it's kind of like in the mind of like these people.
I don't think I've read one. Maybe that's why I don't. Silent I need Patient. A new book. No, I was gonna read that, and you like didn't know if I'd like it. So maybe I could read Silent Patient and see.
That's yeah, they're typically a little slower moving, I find, a lot of the psychological thrillers, because there has to be like a lot of buildup, you know? They have to set up all of the elements of it, so it's not like predictable. I love one that's like not predictable, and I felt like that one wasn't. So
yeah, hot take, Evelyn Hugo, I really predicted what was going to happen.
You did?
Yes. Like I knew, I won't spoil it, but I basically knew. I didn't know exactly like the connection, but I knew there was something with the dad, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
And I knew that there'd be some deaths.
That kind of hit me out of left field, so that's impressive. That
I think, because we were talking this weekend and Margot Lee was like, hot take, I didn't think It Ends With Us was good at all, but she read it when it was so hyped up.
Yeah,
whereas we read it like literally when no one really knew about it. At least I think you did.
I did too. A little bit after you, I think.
So it was kind of like, okay, like we didn't know anything about it, oh my god, it was so good. But she's like, oh, everyone, like you have this really high expectation. So I think for me, for Evelyn, I mean, it was really good, but I was like okay, you know,
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
After reading that movie's coming out,
yeah.
So
interesting. Yeah. Interesting take.
Interesting take. So I need to figure out what book to read.
Similar to fashion, not everybody likes the same books.
There's an ass for every seat.
There is. No, seriously. I mean, I'll recommend a book sometimes and people will be like, oh, well, hated this one or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, that was like one of my favorites I've read recently. You know, like it just goes
music,
to show
music, like yes. A song in the week. Yeah. I mean, everything.
I mean, you can only recommend books so much. Like at the end of the day, like everyone's preferences are going to be a little bit different.
You like tequila, I like vodka. Like
exactly. It's just the way it goes. Yeah.
Well, you like vodka too, but you know, just for the purpose of
Yeah. Just the comparison. The okay, show. What's your favorite?
Supergoop. Glow sunscreen. You do need it. You do need it.
So I found it. I have it. Like a, you know, like I have under my bed like some more.
You were like, I'm gonna find this. I know it's here somewhere.
I knew it was there somewhere, and it's like in a little bin. So I'll use that after I finish the Unseen. I don't want to have two open at once because I feel like that's wasteful.
Well, I guess
you use them for different uses.
Yeah, like I'm gonna start. I still haven't done it. Put the Unseen under like my normal makeup.
Gotcha. And use it as like a primer. And the glow screen you just wear on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm here.
But also when I, yeah, the same. Yeah. Like when I go home to tan, like, I mean, if I'm just literally at home, I'll probably just put on Unseen sunscreen because it's clear. But, and it looks like it's tinted, the glow screen, but it honestly, like when you put on your skin, it just gives you a nice glow. And it's really, really pretty. I wore that in Palm Springs. We were tanning. And I really like it. And
big SPF girl now.
Big SPF. I just thought it'd be funny to make that my favorite after this week. No, I went home and used it like every day.
Supergoop sunscreens really are elite. And you don't really get flashback Mary.
No, not at all. And Margot Lee brought her glow screen for body. Oh my God.
Is it
was
a spray?
Amazing. No, I wish. I mean, maybe there is one, but so I'd put it like it literally gives you like a glow on your skin, cool. Which is amazing when you're putting on sunscreen, you're trying to get tan. So we love you, Supergoop sponsor.
Yeah, we would be very open.
We'd be happy to have you. Come on
we
in.
We have room for you on the couch.
Yeah, well, barely. Oh my God, this couch is breaking.
Song of the week. Let's hit it.
Song of the week. Let's hit it. Song of the week. What's your song of the week, baby?
It's not new. It's Flume, Say Nothing.
Ooh.
Say Nothing.
Oh, I love Flume so much.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a good summer jam. A lot of words for those who like words.
Yes. I, anecdote.
Please. Let's.
Talking about crowds and pushing. The one concert I ever got all the way to the front was Flume, actually in Tampa, my senior year of high school, I think. And it was literally so hot. I never had to pee because I literally sweated out.
Oh.
We were there for 4 hours. It was so fun, though, being front row, like the visuals of it all. And like, honestly, at the same time, though, something like that, you don't need to really be in the front because like it's like a DJ. Like we could barely even see them behind the DJ booth. But I never had to pee. And they were throwing water bottles to us and everything, but it just would sweat out.
Wow.
I know. So, I mean,
wow, you must have been sweating a lot. And you don't really sweat a lot.
No. It was just really hot.
Honestly, like, crowd control at, like, stuff like that's really scary. Especially when it's just, like, open and, like, you know, people are just, like, being crazy. Yeah, no, so I'm surprised you made it to the front. I never make it to the front.
Oh, well, I mean,
It was a long time ago. Yeah, yeah.
That was high school Danny.
Many moons ago.
Many. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
That is adorable.
Many moons ago. Yeah. Like
many moons. Oh, like full moon, half moon, crescent moon.
Yes. All of the moons.
Many moons ago. That's very sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
I don't like to go all the way up. I like to go like all the way up. I actually do like to, I don't really care to be in the middle either. I like to be closer to one side or another because this is more for like DJ stuff that it doesn't really matter
once
again.
It actually doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. But I don't like to be in the way back because, and the key is like you just don't want to be stuck behind a tall person, right?
Yeah.
Because then you're like, your view is literally just ahead.
A beautiful little head.
Yeah.
Same with Broadway shows. I feel like I'm always getting sat behind a tall guy and I'm like, and the whole time I'm like leaning to one side.
Yes.
Like doing ab workouts in Broadway shows. Love that.
Throughout history, electricity has inspired some pretty incredible inventions, like smartphones and those little robot vacuums people name like pets. But of all the great things, nothing compares to the Hyundai Ioniq 5. 100% electric, AR heads-up display, pixel-inspired light clusters. Introducing the first ever Hyundai Ioniq 5, your journey at its most evolved.
So is your favorite song a country song?
It is. I'm sorry.
I know. I needed it. Please. You just went to a...
It's not a new song either, but I like literally started crying and it's not an emotional song in the slightest.
Okay.
So you might have heard it before. It's called Beer Can't Fix by Thomas Rhett and it features John Party. And it's like, you're all alone at a party. It's just like a good vibe. Like there ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. It's just, it's not like I'm a big beer gal or anything. It's a really happy song. And honestly, it's really nostalgic to like this certain time in my life. It was like right before COVID, Ryan and I were like just hot and heavy. And
it was
a song that we loved dancing to. In specific,
you like to go dancing to it?
Yeah. It was like right before we went to his formal NOLA in January. Go dancing. Yeah. We go dancing to it. I just got that. Yeah. We just go dancing on Saturday nights together.
You put on your boots and you hit the town and do a little dance.
Yeah. Do a little dance. A little dance. Honky tonk.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like remember like getting ready to go to NOLA. I was like, we're waking up at 4 a.m. the next morning. We're like, listen, I don't know. It's just
that's
stuff.
Really cute.
So every time I hear that song, though, I love it. Anyways, John Party was supposed to be on the original Stagecoach lineup and then wasn't like when they like redid it post COVID or whatever. So I was like, oh, darn, because I love a lot of his songs. He's just a good performer. Like I just knew he was going to be. His music's really good. Anyways, Thomas Rhett started singing Beer Can't Fix and I was already so excited, and then like John Party comes out and then he's like, you're on a lake and you're fishing, and I was like, I'm like freaking out, and everyone's like, oh my god, like what, why? But it was really fun. So with that would be my song of the week.
Love.
Because everyone needs to listen. It's a good song to like get you in the mood for summer. So
I feel like a lot of those like country jams are
good. They're all like,
I don't even know who John Party is, I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't either.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
Oh my god, I did not know who he was until like certain songs came on. I was like, I like this one voice, and it just happened to be John Party. That's what I love about Stagecoach and Coachella and stuff. Like a lot of times, like if they have a song with someone, that person just like shows up on stage.
It's pretty cool.
Which is cool. Like so many like times that happened when we like Migos brought on Future, like stuff like that. I just think, or Post Malone brought on Future.
Cardi B brought on what's his name, 21 Savage.
Oh, 21 Savage. That's what I was talking. That's what I meant to say. 21 Savage comes on like every 21 Savage.
Yeah.
It was Post Malone, 21 Savage.
Yeah, he brings on. Yeah, because they do Rockstar together. What do they do together?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Now I want to listen to old Post Malone.
I know that like era of Lucy Child, Post Malone, that one stage, the Sahara. Yeah. So good. So yeah, Beer Can't Fix. I'm just getting so excited for like summer vibes in the city.
In the city.
Just in general.
I picture like when I picture summer, Danny, I picture like
she's at home.
The back of the backyard and then the boat and
I know, but like I'm also excited to experience it summer here.
Definitely
want to travel. I feel like I realized this, I was saying this in a vlog, I travel so much domestically, and we did go to Mexico, but so many people right now are like traveling, and I'm like, I don't have the energy to like plan it. Like all of our traveling I feel like has been like visiting people or, which is great.
Like, I know what you mean. And
a Greece trip. Like let's explore.
Yes. I would like to do one too. I would like to do multiple countries, like a Europe type of thing, and like really do it up, because
I just like don't have the energy to plan it. And that's saying a lot.
It's like European intensive planning. Yeah.
But it's exciting for sure.
It is exciting. And we would have to get a group together and everything. It's people are more likely to sign up for like a shorter, like either domestic or like tropical trip, I feel like, versus like, all right, we're going to Europe for 2 weeks. Like that's a undertaking, you, have to, like, you know?
I mean, not everyone plans it, I guess, but it's nice to have like a general idea of what you're doing, at least the hotels you're staying at. And I mean, everyone, I mean, I want to be that girl that backpacks. Ryan's begging me.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, that's he like really, sweet. Really, really wants to. He's like, I'd take off work. I'm like, oh, you take off work? Suddenly you're like, do that. I'll get a roller backpack.
Wait, that's very funny.
Yeah, so.
I don't really have many travel plans actually at all. Like, really none.
All my travel is literally like family, which is not a problem, but.
I keep saying I want to go to Vegas, but I don't have that on the cal. We were going to do it this weekend, but then I was like, you know, no, like, let's go somewhere where, like, you know, it's like my parents' house. Like, it just made more sense.
Things that make sense. No, I'm definitely like need an adventure park soon. I hope you all got inspired to take a trip to your nearest theme park, because I certainly am. I hope that this inspires you to listen to country music. I hope that this inspires you to be good to your body and to others.
Yeah, to be kind. Yeah, to others too. Also, like, yeah, pay a random stranger a compliment today. How about that's your challenge of the day?
Your act of kindness for the day. Yeah. Like, and be genuine about it. Like, there's definitely, like, I had Stagecoach. These girls would up and down me. And I'm like, they might actually really like my outfit, or they're judging it. I don't really know. But I feel like all up down girls, I'm like, wait, like, I actually, like, loved it. But yeah. I'm just looking at the outfit. So, you know, you're eyeing people throughout the day. Make a comment so they don't feel uncomfortable, honestly.
That's actually a really,
you know, like
really
you're in the elevator, someone's looking at you, and you're like, she either like hates my pants or loves them.
I remember yesterday a few people gave like random compliments in the crowd. Like, I feel like people complimented your purse and stuff.
Someone complimented my hair.
Oh yes.
And I was so insecure about it because I was like off the plane and I was like literally so many times broke. I was like, should I leave it up down? And she was like, your hair looks so beautiful. I was like,
it's the little things. And see that like boosted your confidence, boosted your mood, right?
She had no idea.
So if you could give off some of those good vibes today. Another thing that I practiced today, very random, and I know we both do it, but I did the like, say out loud one thing you're grateful for. Because, you know, especially when you're stressed about, you know, something, it's good to be like, what am I thankful for in this moment? Like, let's just say, you know, my health, my...
Should we do it right now?
Yes, sure. Sure. What are you thankful for?
Well, because it's kind of like what you're saying, to kind of spin off like something that you're stressed about. It could also be like something you're really excited about. So I'm really overwhelmed because I'm about to have Delaney's coming this weekend, and then she leaves, and then my mom comes for Mother's Day on the same day, which I'm so excited about. And I'm really overwhelmed because I'm trying to plan everything and like make sure everything's perfect. And I'm just, and I have work. And so I'm just getting very overwhelmed. And then I was like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful to have so many amazing people in my life that like want to come visit me. Like, so I would just say grateful for friends and family in the sense that they want to come visit. And I am so honored, and I get to relive New York stuff that, like, we're going to Comedy Cellar. You know, like, I'm so excited to take people that my mom has never been to Comedy Cellar. So I'm
That's so sweet.
Very excited. So that's my...
I really like that. That's a good thing, like, spinning it off into, like, whatever. I would say then, on the note of like my body and everything from like my stresses this week, whatever, I would say that I'm grateful to have a healthy body, to be able to walk around theme parks for miles. You know, I walked literally 15,000 steps each day. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to do those things and,
to happy and healthy.
Yeah. Happy and healthy, but truly actually able to do those things. And yeah. That's what I would say today.
Why am I a little emo right now?
I know. I hope that we could make that a question of the week. Like, what are you grateful for? It could be so small. You know, sometimes like my gratitude will be like, you know, my apartment, my friends, my family, like whatever. Like, I'll do like kind of sweeping things, but it could literally be as simple as like, you know,
I'm thankful for the ginger shot I took right before we recorded.
Exactly.
Like, literally the tiniest things.
I'm so grateful I woke up without my alarm today. Like, you know, little things.
Yeah. Just, like, take those little things and make it a bigger thing.
Yes. Well, I hope that... The gals are just preaching today.
The gals are preaching today. We love you guys so much. I know Brooke met a ton of you guys this weekend at Disney.
So
I met you guys at Stagecoach, and you guys just never cease to amaze us. So thank you so much for being so supportive always. Check out Don't Text merch.
Check it out. I was just wearing it this morning.
So cozy.
Yeah, that with biker shorts is about to be like my uniform. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good like spring transition.
It is. I actually just got a like tight like romper type onesie and like I that with like the big sweatshirt on top.
Ooh, like love. A little moment.
Yeah, because it just all you really see is the biker shorts peeping out, but like you know, then it's cute.
And then like if you get hot, you can like tie it around your waist.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. We love you guys. If you're watching on YouTube, give this video a big thumbs up. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And if you're listening, rate us 5 stars.
Rate us 5 stars. Leave a shining and amazing review if that is how you feel. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday for our next episode.
Bye guys.
Bye. Brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 with ultra-fast charging, your journey at its most evolved.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV. Plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.